"What are you doing with your folks down there?" I asked Price. "We got them suited up in Level C," he replied. "Moon suits? At these concentrations?" I asked. "Well, we just got this data and we wanted the higher protection factor in case the levels went higher," he replied. "What about respirators?" I asked. "Half-face P-100s right now," Price said. I pressed him further. "What would you recommend for firefighters?" Price had brought along his deputy, George Corcoran, a burly Bronx native and veteran emergency manager. Corcoran looked at me and gestured passionately, talking with his hands. "It's tough to say with this data. You gotta look at the big picture, though. You're probably talking P-100s on those guys." "Do we need that?" I said. "OSHA doesn't require them at these concentrations. I don't even know if the fire department has any." "It's a tough call," Corcoran admitted. "But at our shop, we have to be careful. All we got is one data point. It ain't the universe, but it could get worse down there." Con Edison had ordered all of its employees working in and around the World Trade Center site to wear protective coveralls and P-100 respirators. The P-100 is a molded face piece respirator with two cartridge filters that remove 99.97% of airborne particles. It is more protective but harder to wear and maintain. I stared at the air sample result at the top of the page and struggled with the idea that we would recommend that FDNY pull its firefighters off the pile. How could we slow the rescue with perhaps 15,000 people there trapped in rubble? To put workers into P-100s meant we would have to make sure they were physically capable of wearing them. They would have to be fit tested and trained. And besides, how many P-100s could we even get our hands on? All of this based on a single data point, one that showed levels below the legal threshold, what OSHA called the permissible exposure limit. A single data point that wouldn't be enough to require workers at a normal construction site to wear P-100s? It wasn't enough data to be statistically meaningful, not enough to draw conclusions about the conditions everywhere around an outdoor 16-acre construction site. But this was not a normal construction site. I called Ben Mojica and we changed our safety advisory. From that moment, the New York City Department of Health recommended that all workers at Ground Zero wear P-100 respirators. Then I went to find some. I weaved over to Department of Citywide Administrative Services, the city's procurement agency. It was five people huddled around a small desk, talking into their cell phones and writing furiously. One of them looked up. It was Lisa Sachs, Assistant Commissioner. "Lisa, I need 10,000 P-100 half-face dual-cartridge respirators with replacement filter cartridges." "Where and when?" she asked. "And, oh, by the way, what is a P-100 respirator?" I pushed my way to the front of a line, waiting to talk to OEM Shift Commander Richard Rotans. I told him what we were doing. "What the hell is a P-100 respirator?" Rotans asked. When I told him, he said, "How are they going to talk to each other?" "They gotta yell," I replied. "I don't know, Richie, but the air tests I'm looking at tell me they have to wear them." "Make it 20,000 then. You're gonna need them. You get them downtown, I'll let FDNY know they're coming." We had taken the first step, but with hundreds of construction workers, first responders, and volunteers crawling over the remnants of the World Trade Center, underneath which fire still burned, we needed to figure out how to make it happen.